This is Ozarks at Large. Route 358 is not your usual band. They're a family band. Derek Mears, banjo, guitar, and vocals, is married to Jody Mears, bass. And Jade Mears, guitar and vocals, is their daughter. Her husband is Grant Mears. He handles the percussion. But they didn't grow up playing music together. The band developed later. Oh, and in the first incarnation of the band, everybody played ukulele. And the band's name, Route 358, has nothing really to do with a road that shares that name.
Well, it started that Jody and I both grew up on rural routes, whichever.
Right. I actually lived on Rural Route 3. Yeah. Remember back in when you lived out of town, it was RR3.
And so we kind of had that, the route thing came from that. And then the other part was strictly a number that came out of our birthdays. Our birthday months, and so that's where the 358 came from. Is that mine's March, Jody's in August, and Jane and Grant are both May. So 358 was just a formation of the three birthdays, and kind of paying tribute to that. But what was really interesting was one of the first places that we played here in Fayetteville was Sassafras, or in this area was Sassafras Winery, and we're driving home from Sassafras Winery, and there is Route 358, we pull off side the road and take pictures. And
it's in front of someone's yard. And so that poor person had four of us hauling out of this truck at like 10 o'clock at night taking pictures on their yard.
And then the other thing that was an interesting coincidence after it came up with the name was that living in Northwest Washington for 10 years and the largest bus route in Seattle is 358. So there was these connections that came to it once we put it together. But the whole idea behind it was that, you know, the route part was the rule. Jody and I growing up on rural roads, and then, you know, the 358 was just our birthdays put together.
This week, the four members of Route 358 came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about their brand new CD, One Street Town, and the unusual origin of the band. They also played for us. Derek Mears says a family band has some obvious differences from other bands.
We can never figure out if that's a blessing or a curse. I guess sometimes we feel it's a real blessing because some of the issues that I have other friends and bands have, we don't. I mean, because, you know, we're...
You got to stick with each other no matter what happens in the band. That's a bad deal if any argument comes up. I think we kind of treat each other more civilly because of that. Mm-hmm. And we are a family, and so it's just a different dynamic.
All I know is some bands, when they break up, you know, they kind of part ways and so forth. But if we break up...
That's bad.
Yeah, there's, I don't know what's issue happening tomorrow.
How did the... So I'm going to guess that the three of you grew up playing music together, perhaps when you were... No, you're
well,
raising
it's
your
really,
head.
It's really an interesting story that I was a solo artist and have been for, well, not anymore, really, but was for years. And ever since the...
Since we got married.
Early 1990s.
Yeah.
Played as a solo artist. And really, Jade grew up, you know, kind of in and out of studios and being at places and, you know, basically hearing music all the time.
Mm-hmm. And hearing you play. There's always been music in the home.
Yeah.
Until
you were, junior high and high school?
Yeah. I had a guitar very young. I remember wanting one, and I had a Taylor Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting that for a birthday when I was like 10, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that.
And I had it, and I kind of played around on it, but I never really took interest into it until high school. And then I took a couple courses. I took at like the community college. I was doing a program where I was at the community college full time. And I remember I took two or three classes in guitar, in classical guitar.
Yeah, when you were in high school.
But then I kind of dropped it again because we were moving and things came up. And then I never really picked it up until we started the band again.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've really seriously picked it up. Like, I could play maybe one song before, but now I feel way more developed.
And so it was really one of those things. We had moved back to Fayetteville in 2014, and I'd started playing some solo things around town, and it was really Jade and Grant's idea to say, hey, what if we tried forming a band? And so
it was a joke.
Yeah, it was kind
actually
of like a joke that we started with. Because
he was talking about how frustrated he was that he wasn't playing and it was hard as a solo and he wanted a band, and go, well, we'll play in a band. We can do that. Little did we know it would be seriously taken, but it was half serious, I guess.
Yeah, and so we started with our first concept was all ukuleles, and that got really boring. We were going to do, you know.
Are you being serious?
No,
yeah.
Seriously.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
We're all
going to
do all ukuleles. Yeah. And we started out, you know, we all got ukes and started doing that. And then that just, it was in our sets for a while. Then we phased them out here about 3 or 4 months ago to finally, you know, they kind of disappeared finally.
Mm-hmm.
But it started out, Grant was a violin. We was going to play a violin and that one got scrapped.
I love the look on his face. Like, he's just like mortified.
And so really what it evolved, it became the issue was Jody had never played an instrument. And so it became, we wanted all four of us to be together. And so we're like, okay, we're going to, you know,
I'm going to teach Jody
how to play the bass.
Yeah.
And so, and then we happened to stumble upon the ukulele bass, which was very small and fit her well, being able to play it. And Grant kind of merged into drumming, and it just kind of all came together that where we were headed.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an interesting. really, Grant had played very little, and Jody played very little when we started.
So I'm getting the idea that if we did this again in 5 years, you're on the bagpipes. You're doing the cello. I mean, it sounds like, you know.
Yeah.
There's a constant stream of instruments that come in and out of our house. I mean, there's, you know, it's what are we experimenting with now?
Yeah.
Like the last person.
Grant's got a mandolin right now.
Grant has an electric mandolin right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's got a mandola.
And before that, he had a
resonator.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Violin. I'm threatening. I mean, okay, so I do have a little bit of a musical experience prior to this band, and that would be 3 years on the baritone horn. And that's something I am truly threatening to bring back, to be perfectly honest.
From middle school.
Oh, yeah.
From middle school. There's some sweet pictures of you in a tuba in middle school.
It's nice.
But it's really a strange fit for us because we find that we're not really traditional bluegrass. We kind of float in Americana. We float some into pop. Our configuration sometimes have bluegrass people kind of look at us funny because I play a 6-string banjo instead of the traditional 5-string. Jody's bass is a ukulele bass, but sounds like an upright. Grant, we have percussion with Grant that a lot of bluegrass type bands don't have, and then Grant's drum kit is something he custom designed himself, so it's not even normal. So really what we do is just, it's not a normal configuration you would think in a band just because we have these kind of strange hybrid instruments.
You know, if you look, it seems like the band is playing every weekend. There's never a dearth of places for you to play.
Yes, yes.
And generally, you only play a venue a second time if they liked you the first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's kind of the thing we've done. Was like, let us come in and see how it goes, and we'll go from there. You know, and that's kind of how it's been for us.
So I was going to ask, since you've gone through these iterations, all ukes and maybe a violin, how did you pitch to the first venues when you were a band forming?
Well, the very first venue was actually a family venue. It was our extended family.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart, actually.
And I feel for them because it was bad. I think we played 3 songs and we had, was it the ukes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all, it was 3 ukes.
3 songs on the ukes?
On the ukes.
Yeah, I think it was all ukes.
And
a cajon.
And a cajon. Yeah, that's right. Yep. He started on the cajon box. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten about the cajon. There's been so many changeovers.
It's truly a dynamic.
Yeah.
My drums are, you could say, living. Like, tomorrow they will look different than they do today, I guarantee you.
Derek Mears grew up near Neosho, Missouri. It's a town with a few legends, including the Spook Light, a mysterious light that appears at night and has yet to earn a consensus for its origin. That light inspired the song Lantern's Light, performed here by Route 358 during their visit this week to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
There's a dusty road outside of town. It's a road no man should ever travel down. Say if you go there on a darkest night, deep in those woods shines a lantern's light.
Sometimes Some say it's a man, and he's out for blood, looking for the coming in the dead of night. You better run from that lantern's light. It'll steal your soul, steal your mind. You better run from that lantern's light. Is it star-crossed lovers searching in vain? Coming in the dead of night, you better run from that lantern's light. It'll steal your soul, steal your mind. You better run from that lantern's light.
So the experts came from a miles around to pass judgment on that sleepy town. Said it'll be something can't explain away. Ain't nobody seen him since that day. In the dead of night, you better run from that lantern's light. It'll steal your soul, steal your mind. You better run from that lantern's light. You can see it coming in the dead of night. You better run from that lantern's light. It'll steal your soul, steal your mind. You better run from that lantern's light.
2, 3, 4.
Route 358 is Derek Mears, Jody Mears, Jade Mears, and Grant Mears, and their brand new CD is titled One Street Town. They'll be at New Province Brewing Company in Rogers tonight and at Ramo de Olivo in Bentonville tomorrow night at 7. And once again, this is Route 358, again in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, playing their song Watch It Burn.
Slowly slipped away.
Watch him burn. Lock the door and watch him.